Meditation, progress, questions and answers. Progress in the practice. How does one know if one is progressing in the practice? Progress is a tricky thing. In a sense, the whole idea of progress is misleading. Where are you trying to progress to? What are you trying to achieve? Progress in meditation is about giving up and letting go, not becoming or obtaining something new. Any concern that you are not getting anything out of meditation should be noted objectively and discarded. How should my meditation progress after the initial stages of concentration of the breath and being witness to a clear thought? And when will I know I have arrived? Meditation is a long and gradual path. Gradually, we see that there is nothing we could hold on to, cling to, or try to shape and mold into the perfect reality that would make us happy. And so we let go. The clear thought of mindfulness practice helps you to let go and be here and now without wanting to be somewhere else or something else than what you are. When you create a clear thought, you will see clearly. If you practice correctly, you will see and learn things about yourself that you did not know before. You will come to see things about yourself that you could not see before, which will help you to deal with all of the challenges in life in a more rational, wise, and productive way. In meditation practice, you will encounter many hindrances. Some hindrances will make you think that you have hit a roadblock. States of liking, disliking, boredom, worry, depression, etc. Your mind will change constantly as you practice, and not every change will be positive. The mind is always changing. You might think that when you practice, you are just going to get happier and happier, but mindfulness forces you to face both the positive and the negative inside of yourself. All sorts of negative mind states can arise during meditation practice, and you should work to catch them and to apply mindfulness to each one as it arises. Progress in the path is working through these negative states until they are no longer triggered in the ways they used to be triggered. The best answer for when you have arrived at the goal is that you have no more potential for greed, anger, or delusion to arise. When you just see things as they are, when you are content regardless of how things are, and when nothing has the potential to trigger stress or suffering in your mind, that is when you've reached the goal. Every time you sit down, you should learn something new about reality. If you are practicing and never learning anything, no matter how small, then I would say that maybe you are doing something wrong. There are four things that we intend to learn from the practice. The first thing that you should learn from the practice is the nature of experiential reality, both inside and in the world around you. You come to learn that reality is made up of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling, and thinking, and that these in turn are composed of physical and mental moments of experience. The second thing that you learn is impermanence, suffering, and non-self. You will see that the things you cling to are not worth clinging to. They are impermanent, unsatisfying, and uncontrollable, leading you to weaken your grasp on the things you experience. Finally, your learning will culminate in realization of the Four Noble Truths, specifically the Noble Path and the Noble Fruit. The path is the eradication of certain defilements on reaching the path of Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, and Arahant. The fruition is the experience of freedom from suffering caused by those defilements. Once you realize the third and fourth knowledges, questions about progress do not have the same weight because you already know what the goal is. Your only work from then on is to attain these knowledges again and again, weakening your defilements more and more until realizing these super mundane knowledges. You should look to understand your experiences, seeing them as body and mind, that they are not worth clinging to, and how clinging leads to suffering. Seeing these things is a sign of progress in the practice.